Welcome to another Dr. Alex Answers podcast episode. I'm your host, Dr. Alex. This is the Our Pets Health podcast, where my aim is to help you and your pet to live a healthier, happier life. And this podcast has reached a milestone. It's been around for 100 episodes. So this is my 100th podcast episode, which is quite exciting. And yeah, it's amazing what can be done in a short period of time. So Our Pets Health was only launched on the 14th of November, 2017. So less than a year ago. And yeah, we've already reached the 100 milestone. So yeah, really quite exciting. Excited about that. But anyway, let's get into today's episode. I want to talk to you today about a question sent in by one of my email subscribers, Kate, who also lives in beautiful New Zealand like I do. And she was asking all about how to get over her fear of dogs. So I want to kind of discuss that topic with you in a little bit more detail. But before we get into this, if you're new, consider subscribing. It's free, and that way you just don't miss out on all of my future episodes. And if you've listened a few times before and you like what you hear, then I'd really appreciate it so much if you could leave a 5-star review over on iTunes. It helps more than you can imagine with other people discovering this episode. And finally, I'm going to ask for one more thing, seeing it's the 100th episode. If you found any episode interesting, if you've read any of the articles on ourpetshealth.com, if you've seen any of my YouTube videos, then I'd appreciate it so much if you could share those with your friends, with your family, on social media, wherever you're active. Again, just to help get the word out and to spread the message that Our Pets Health is bringing pet owners. So thanks for that. Thanks for putting up with all those requests. And let's get into today's episode.
Hi, welcome to another episode of Dr. Alex Answers. And in today's episode, I want to talk to you all about how to overcome a fear of dogs. I had a message from one of my email subscribers, Kate, and she wrote that she is not at ease with dogs. She felt okay when she owned a dog herself, and she felt that when she owned a dog, she just related to them much better and much more naturally at the time. She did get bitten once by a nice dog when feeding him, so she's just wondering, how is it best to behave with a dog when you're slightly scared of them? It's actually really quite common. I've certainly come across people who are very scared of dogs. It's not unusual, and that can be children, but it can also be as an adult, and that fear can develop as an adult, certainly when we get a bad situation, such as being bitten, especially when you consider that dog to be friendly. So that's perfectly understandable. So I'm certainly not a human behavioral expert, but I've got 11 tips and strategies that hopefully will just help you get over that fear, help you to be more comfortable around dogs. Okay, so my first 6 steps are really the first thing to work on to try and control the situation a little bit better while you're then working on the other strategies to help overcome that fear. And my first step is to just, wherever possible, try and keep your distance from dogs and try and avoid high dog areas. So this really will set you up for success rather than failure. Certainly know from a pet behavior point of view that every bad experience we have, it becomes harder to get over that experience or that fear. So I imagine it'd be the same for us. So if we can try and set ourselves up for success and to be comfortable rather than failure, then we're much more likely to succeed. Step number 2 is just not to force any interaction. So it's easy to think, oh, I'm being silly, you know, this dog looks friendly, I'm just going to get stuck in. Really don't force it, and also don't allow anyone in your family who's close to you, any friends, to try and force a situation of you coming into contact with dogs on you. So they might have the friendliest dog, they might think that it's never going to cause any problems and that there's no way you should be scared of it, but don't force their views onto you. So again, you want to set yourself up for success. So just be clear that you're not comfortable and just avoid those situations. And then step number 3 is just to ask strangers when you're out, just to hold onto their dog, to control their dog. Don't be embarrassed, explain the situation, say you're not comfortable around dogs and would they mind please just restraining their dog. It's something that any responsible dog owner should be more than happy to comply with. And if we're avoiding dogs, if we're avoiding high dog areas in the first place, then it won't be something that you're going to have to ask a lot of people to do. But definitely voice your concerns, ask people to control their dogs. I mean, it's only polite anyway. And yeah, that's something that you should really do. And it's really the responsibility of all of us as dog owners to control our dogs, to have a really strong recall, to get them to sit at heel, to have them on a leash in kind of areas where there are other people around who may not be comfortable with dogs. So don't be embarrassed about asking someone to do that. Okay, step number four is to just learn to read dog body language. So if you put in a little bit of effort to try and learn kind of the signs that a dog show when perhaps they're not very comfortable with a situation, when they're starting to get stressed, when they might be becoming aggressive. If we can understand more about the signs that our dogs are showing us, then we'll be much more comfortable when it comes to interacting with dogs at a later date. And dogs are really very good at showing us what their feelings are like if we learn how to interpret what they're telling us. So if their eyes are wide, if their ears are erect pointing forward, or if they're flattened at the back of their head, they might be scared. If they're lip smacking, if they're actually pulling their lips back and kind of smiling, then again that can be signs that they're stressed and maybe a bite risk. So if we can learn how to interpret these signs, it can make us more confident when we're interacting with a friendly dog, to know that they are friendly, to know that they are relaxed, and to know that they're enjoying that interaction, and so less of a risk to us, and that can help us get over any fear of dogs. Okay, so step number five is learning how to react to dogs that you don't know if they're friendly, that are coming up to you. It's easy to panic and, you know, try and run away and that kind of thing if we're really scared, but that's certainly not what we should be doing. So a couple of hints here would be to stand up tall, actually kind of look up, don't stare directly at the dog. If you're standing up tall with your head up, if you just have your arms kind of by your sides, if you actually kind of make a fist, and that's not to defend yourself or anything, but it will just stop them trying to kind of, you know, nip you or anything like that on your fingers, which is obviously what we want to avoid. And don't run away, just slowly withdraw from that situation. So slowly walk away. If you can be side on to them as well, then that can help, just because a big dog, like I said before, they kind of, if they're running, if they're jumping up on you, if we're facing them or if we've got our back to them, it would be easy for them to knock us over, which we don't want to happen. So if we're just trying to stand side on, we're with our legs kind of wide apart, we're just much better balanced and less likely to be knocked or tripped over. So that's some strategies to help you cope with the situation should you have a strange dog or any dog kind of come up to you in a really kind of uncomfortable or enthusiastic or even aggressive way. Okay, and step number six is just to learn some relaxation techniques. So there's lots of different ones out there. It can be taking deep breaths, that kind of thing, and that can just help to calm ourselves down, to get over that initial shock, that initial anxiety, calm ourselves down, make us able to think kind of more level-headedly and more rationally and make better decisions. So that can really help as well. Okay, so those are some tips for how to act around dogs and how to kind of set ourselves up for success in the early stages. Let's move on to how to actually try and get over that fear. So my next step is to try and analyze exactly what it is that you're afraid of. Are you scared of all dogs in all situations? Or is it only big dogs? Is it only small dogs? Is it only a certain breed? Is it only when they're doing certain activities? So in Kate's case, it might be kind of related to feeding and food because of that bad negative experience. So just try and have a little think about exactly what it is that you are afraid of, because that will help you narrow things down to have a much more focused strategy for how to get over that fear. Okay, step number eight is try to interact with known dogs in controlled environments. And this is going through a process of progressive desensitization. So we want to have a really controlled environment. We want a dog that we know logically is safe, is friendly, is happy, and is really unlikely to bite. But we want to take small steps at a time. So if, for example, we were scared of all dogs, then we might start off by just being in the same room as a dog who is on a very short leash, being controlled by their owner. Once we get comfortable with being in the same room, and that might be at the other end of the room, it might be in a playing field, and being at the other end of a playing field, you know, it might need to be that distance for you to be comfortable. We then want to slowly reduce that distance between you. So at no point are you actually interacting, but you're just getting comfortable having dogs around you in your area and becoming into your personal space. So we want really small steps. We don't want to get to a stage where you're really uptight, where you're really frightened, because that will only emphasize our fear and perpetuate that. So just really small steps. Don't rush it. It's going to take a long time. And then you might want to just slowly increase that interaction. So you might, once you're happy with them, it might even be once they're sitting next to you, you know, you're still not touching them, you might then want to start stroking them, to start petting them, that kind of thing, just to help get you more comfortable. So just really take it slow. Also, if you've analysed what it is you're scared of, you know, if for example it's a big dog that you're scared of, well, you might want to start this off with small dogs, get really comfortable doing things with small dogs, and then kind of find a friend who's got a slightly bigger dog, and then a bigger dog again, just again to slowly get comfortable with that situation. If it's small dogs that you're scared of, then the reverse. If it's younger, enthusiastic dogs that you're scared of, then maybe start off with an older, more placid, more gentle dog, just to help you get used to dogs themselves before then introducing slowly the thing that you're actually scared of. And then my next step is to actually just practice. So we can't expect to get over a fear of dogs just by reading, just by thinking. We actually have to practice interacting with them. So once we're going through this socialization process, we want that to be kind of pretty regular, just so that we get used to it. And then once we're happy, we then need to practice. We need to continue our interaction with dogs, because there would potentially be a risk that our behavior will revert back to what it was before, and we'll again become scared of dogs. So practice makes perfect, and this is no exception. Okay, and step number 10 is really the power of positive thinking. So if you're about to interact with a dog and all you're thinking is that it's going to be scary, I'm really afraid, this is going to be terrible, I'm going to get bitten, then there is no way that you'll ever get over that phobia. Instead, if you're thinking, right, we're going through a simple step today, I was comfortable yesterday, it's going to be easy, I'm going to be fine, I'm going to get over my fear of dogs, then you're much more likely to experience those events. You're much more likely to be comfortable, you're more likely to get over your fear. But if you're going in with a lot of negativity, then that's only going to prove itself to be the case. So really, the power of positive thinking is very important. And then my final step, so step number 11, is, depending on how scared you are, is to consider professional help. So consider talking to a therapist, consider approaching your doctor. Severe phobias can be absolutely debilitating, and you know, as adults you might think of them as silly or not important, but they absolutely are. They can affect our quality of life, they can affect the kind of activities that we're able to do, the way that we live our lives, the lifestyle that we want to have. So consider seeking professional help would be my final step. Okay, so I hope those simple steps help you get over your fear of dogs. I hope they help you, Kate, and anyone else out there who's suffering from this fear. I certainly know how scary dogs can be. If they want to be aggressive, they're absolutely terrifying. That's why police use them, army use them, because a dog who wants to bite is a very scary thought. So go easy on yourself. Accept that this is a problem that needs to be addressed, but accept that it is actually a perfectly rational problem as well. So don't be too hard on yourself. Let me know how you get on with getting over your fear. Let me know which step you found most interesting or most helpful, or let me know some other strategies that you've had that have helped you become more comfortable around dogs and get over your fear of dogs. I'd really love to hear, and just leave me a comment down below. But until next time, I'm Dr. Alex. This is the show where you ask the questions and Dr. Alex answers.
So I hope today's episode was interesting for you. And even if you're not scared of dogs, even if you're completely comfortable around them, I hope it gives you some kind of pointers and some empathy of what other people might be going through. Certainly as dog owners, it is our responsibility to make sure that our dogs are always under control. And this is exactly why you never know what kind of fear, what kind of phobia someone that you come across is experiencing. And it is certainly our responsibility to not to perpetuate that, not to make that worse, and to make sure that our dogs are under our control. So that goes back to having a good recall, having them walk at heel, having them on a leash when, you know, maybe you can't control them as well as you might want to. But yeah, certainly some things to think about. So a little bit different today. But yeah, until next time, I'm Dr. Alex. You take care.